This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We have a very special guest on the line now. Michaela Bannis has been a great friend of ours for many years, and she's talented. She's so talented, and she's hot, and now she's got a hot husband, and she does everything. She's an incredible actor. So we kind of hate her, but we love her at the same
time. She's a hot mess.
But the hot mess is on the line right now. Good morning, Michaela. Is that like the worst intro you've ever had?
Where's Michaela?
Oh, she's got...
Hello, Michaela.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, there she is.
Is that like...
Can I just say, yeah. I might be a hot mess, but at least I'd know how to promote a trivia night. You girls need to pull it together this morning. What's going on?
I know, it's shocking, isn't it? Well, you know, because we just look at our paypack and went, whatever. I know, because
Michaela
does a lot of, has done a lot of Fox FM as well, all the fill-ins, yes, and yeah. So she's really good at you know.
Michaela, you know, the boys are dealing with a concept that I'm sure you're familiar with. It's called a hangover.
Are we all dealing with that this morning? What the hell is this hour? It's still dark.
I know.
Hey, been up for an hour already.
You're always busy because you're so bloody talented, but you're incredibly busy at the moment because you've been your latest show of your many, Upper Middle Bogan, which,
yes.
God, I love.
Thank you.
Are you filming again at the moment, or when's the next one?
We're just about to start. We start in a month, just over a month.
That has to be one of the most...
It's fabulous.
Yeah, the best gigs to work on, I'm sure, isn't it?
It really is. It's one of those ones where I go, why are there only 8 episodes of this?
Yeah.
Why is it only running for such a short amount of time? Yeah. Why do I only have a job for 7 weeks?
And of course,
more.
And unfortunately, I mean, I wish there was kind of more comedies on. I mean, the ABC are always doing great comedies. So, but they, like, not many stations do it, but you always do it really well. So are they really supportive of the show and of that kind of genre?
I think they are. They don't turn their shows into a factory, which I've worked on lots of those kind of factory style shows. Not
like
not
what?
I'm bagging them.
Don't pull out the CV. We've got it here. It's called Wikipedia.org.
Done your research.
Yeah, totally.
You know, like McLeod's Daughters and things like that, which they're beautiful shows, but they pump out, you know, so many episodes, 26 episodes in a year, whereas we're doing 8 episodes a year of Upper Middle Bogan, which means that the writers can spend more time writing quality scripts and really getting good characters going and all that sort of stuff. So not that there's anything wrong with pumping out 26 episodes of a show a year.
It's good employment.
But
I love it.
You see, I
it's
think
quality.
Tim
know,
and Anthony
quality.
Had the same kind of ethos, just doing one show on the radio station each week, but it doesn't seem to be working with as much finesse as Upper Middle Bogan, unfortunately.
I didn't even know what ethos means.
Of course.
You didn't even know what St. Patrick's Day was.
Oh, far out.
Hey, speaking of your CD, Michaela, because I first met you doing Always Greener. Like back, remember I was the dodgy country cop,
and
that was such a fun show. Like that was cool. But like you've gone through so many gigs. Like
as many gigs as men, I reckon, for sure.
Hello,
she's a TV
what?
Whore.
No,
hello.
I knew I liked you for a reason.
No,
the dirty pirate hooker. That's why you like it.
You've recently married your beautiful now husband.
Yeah, he's just lying in bed next to me. So
whoa!
You know.
Hello,
reach over.
Hello, sir. Oh, yes. I'm just having a quick touch. Ooh,
on his six pack, can you? We're on Twitter. I don't know if you know about this. Could you maybe send us a little photo? She thinks
right
I'm joking.
Now?
Yes,
just
right
what you're having
now.
For breakfast.
I mean, I'm going to have to hang up, so I don't think that's an option, but maybe next time.
Now, not only all your TV, but Michaela, you God, you used so much stage, but you're, one in particular doing Avenue Q. How was that? How was that experience? Like, there's one thing to do stage, and then you've also got to sing and act and all that kind of palaver. But then you've got to have
put your hand up something back.
That's right.
Really quite difficult.
How do you coordinate all that? The physical stuff, forget the puppet, no.
I really don't know, to be honest. I've often wondered what I was doing out on stage on an evening. But, you know, I had a ball doing that. It was really hard. If I'm honest, it was really bloody hard because, yeah, it was. I'm not the most coordinated human on the face of the earth. So it was a stretch for me. But I don't know, I loved it. I had a ball. It was so much fun. I think if you were doing, like, Macbeth every night for a year, you'd
boring.
Want to neck yourself because it's just so heavy. But this was a blast, you know. This, you know, you get to simulate puppet sex on an evening. So.
All right. Matt, don't go there.
It was hilarious.
Matt has a bobblehead. It's all on the story. Yeah. Hey, and also with your stage work, of course, now the Kin Collective has been alive for the last... Can you tell us a little bit about the Kin Collective? Because I love where this originated from.
Yeah, look I've just discovered... that I probably need to learn a bit more about how to act. So I started doing some study over the last few years, and I did a masterclass with a guy called Larry Moss, who's just about to come back out to Australia. He works with Leonardo DiCaprio and all these amazing people. And a bunch of us did this class and afterwards went, oh, we want to work like this. But we've got people like Marg Downey, Mooney Hazelhurst in our company. So really amazing, like, talented
people. Yeah, top-notch actors. And then you all came together and made this group.
And then me, just thrown into the
mix. Oh, please. As if, God.
And then we've all got together and created this theatre company. And last year we did a play. And this year we're about to embark on a trilogy. And it happens to be Irish. Oh, to be sure, Happy St. Patrick's
Day. Happy St. Patrick's.
And, of course, a perfect day to do the launch. Now, the launch is on tonight at Toff in the Town in Melbourne.
Yeah, come one, come all.
Yeah,
if anyone wants beverage,
come along and to support these guys, absolutely. Like, it's such a...
Will Marg be there? Because I do a really good SBS woman in
impersonation.
From Fast Forward.
Oh, my God, can we film it?
Wild horses could not keep me away from the Toff in Town tonight.
Hey, Michaela, thank you so much. You can go back to Kay now.
I will. Thank you.
but thank you so much. We love you, and all the best with the Kin Collective, because I think it's a great group you guys have put together, and very talented.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.